This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. You're dialed set correctly to USA Prepares. And thank you for being in class today. We're going to be talking about farming. We might be talking about a currency collapse. We might be talking about solar activity. Dr. Richard Allen Miller and J.C. Cole are with us, as we said that they would be. Last week. Welcome, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Hey, you know what? You have a quote. You have been and always will be my friend.
and likewise, Rick. Likewise. Thank you for being with us today. And, you know, I want to tell you, last night we had a few minutes to chat, and you were the most calm probably I have ever heard in our almost 10 years together.
Well, I got hit over the head with a lead pipe.
just once?
Oh, he's calm now. Look at him.
Yeah.
J.C. is also someone that Matt Stein and I talked with every day. Not talked with. I'm being trained how to choose my words better. JC is, I'd like to, when you bring him on, it would be my pleasure to get a little background on him, because his background is so unique that he, in some manners, helps me reflect better what I have to share.
Well, let's do that right now. And one of the things that I have on my list, and it was something that you mentioned about JC, that and I know this, he's been through a currency collapse or two or more.
Or
and
three,
he has, yeah. And he has firsthand experience of what that's like. Now, I know we're going to talk about farming, but one of the things that happened...
He was in the food collapse also. He saw what happened in Russia. He was there when it happened. And now, here we are.
Right. Right. And from my family's perspective, you know, the Finelli family, grandparents on both sides, gardens in the backyard. Why? Because they lived through the first Great Depression. Actually, our country's had a number of depressions and actual panics. And the president in 1929 of the United States decided that the term panic was just too extreme. So they softened it. Our government softened the term panic because people were literally jumping out of windows, killing themselves because of the economic crisis that was man-made in 1929. Well, the term depression was selected as something a little softer and more mild. Well, we are in the beginning of the second one, in my opinion, in the United States, and it really was called a panic, and food was in short supply. And one of the quotes that I wanted to share with our class, and I'd love to hear JC's take on this, is when I was a young boy, probably in the late 50s, early 1960s, I heard depression, depression, depression a lot. And it didn't mean someone was mentally depressed. It meant there was an economic collapse, if you will, in the United States. And so I asked my dad, so Dad, what did things cost in the Depression? And his answer was always the same. And it didn't matter what things cost. No one had any money. No one had any money. So it didn't matter whether it was 5 cents, $5, $50, $500, $5,000. You still couldn't afford it. JC, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Vincent.
How does that quote from my dad fit with what you have seen, JC, as in currency class?
Very accurate. What happens in when it's collapsed, meaning it drops down? People just don't have the spending capabilities. Products may be there, but they can't afford them.
So no matter what it costs, they can't get it without, obtaining it through normal channels, meaning pay for it. They might be able to steal it, but in terms of buying it, they couldn't do it.
Correct.
And he mentioned that, people were trying to, they buy a case of apples and they try to sell apples for a few cents a piece on the street corner. And these were people who might have previously, like yesterday, been a stockbroker. Living quite well, having a very expensive automobile, which was a prized possession back then in the 1920s. Okay, so JC, can you share with us, can you give us some blow-by-blow descriptions of what a currency collapse was like when you were there, and where were you?
Yes, I was in Latvia, which is right on the Russian border. And it was part of the Soviet Union and on the western side. And so what ended up happening was, just imagine the Soviet Union is 15 countries with an umbrella above it called the Soviet, let's just call it the Soviet Corporation. Like our country is 50 individual countries or states with the federal government umbrella over it. So during the Soviet period, the management system of the Soviet Union created the Soviet ruble. So the when the collapse of the Soviet Union happened, it was like the corporation went bankrupt. Therefore, the entity that issued the currency no longer existed. It was almost like when Enron went bankrupt, the stock that was issued, well, the entity that issued it was no longer there. And so within a week, all of a sudden you had 300 million people that had a currency that had no backing, no issuer. And then you had 15 individual countries. So the West responded very quickly. And the first thing they did was get Russia, which was two-thirds of the Soviet Union in population, to back the Soviet ruble. So the Russians took the responsibility for backing it to keep that thing moving, in existence. And then all the other countries scrambled to create their new currency. So all of a sudden, you could buy things with rubles, but the ruble was starting to depreciate, or inflate, let's say, but very quickly. It was depreciating in value, and the prices of different things started to go up. And then, so in Latvia, they actually came in with a temporary currency. I mean, they literally printed something that looked almost like Monopoly money, but in the Latvian language. It was very, very simple currency, and it was called the Latvian ruble. So then we switched from using the old Soviet ruble to the Latvian ruble. It was a convergent currency. And then that gave them time to a few years to create the official currency, which would go back to the 1930s currency of Latvia called the Latvian lat. And so I came in right when the Soviet ruble was going over, going out, and the Latvian ruble was coming in, and the prices were in the thousands on items, and they got to the point where the price of the Soviet ruble was dropping so fast that they didn't even price the food anymore. They priced it in a hard currency, which would either be the Deutschmark or the dollar. And then they had the conversion at the front desk, where, you know, today it was $1 equals, you know, 5,000 Soviet rubles. And then it would go maybe $1 equals, you know, tomorrow it was $1 equals 7,000 Soviet rubles. And so the Soviet ruble over those 2 years, I think it was, devalued like by 50,000 to one, if you calculate it out. And of course, the people in Russia, the average Russian people, were still being paid in Soviet rubles, and it was devaluating at that rate. So the object was to get rid of it as fast as you got it, and you got paid. And of course, that created massive confusion because nobody had been through that. They didn't really know what to do. And of course, you're worried about just being able to afford food. So that's what happens when it's collapsing.
In Germany, there was something similar that happened.
Yes.
In terms of hyperinflation. And there was a currency called Notgeld, Notgeld, which I believe means not gold. And this was, it looked like carnival money or carnival currency or carnival tickets. And it was small, like Monopoly money. And it was used by local villages for commerce. And so something similar happened there. And when you talked about you want to get rid of it before you held on to it too long, that's what happened in Germany, because during this period of hyperinflation, we're talking like 1920s, that era, if you went to a restaurant, you would want to pay for your food before you ate it, because if it took you 45 minutes to eat it, it would cost more by the end of the meal than it did at the beginning when you first sat down. And that's hyperinflation. And we learned that, you know, it would take a wheelbarrow full of money, or currency, paper currency, if you want to call it that, or call it money, but a currency, to buy a loaf of bread. But the story goes that if you actually had a wheelbarrow, you could buy a city block with a wheelbarrow. So
yeah.
We haven't experienced that in this country.
No.
We've never seen,
in our lives,
right?
Right. One of the areas to study on say, a financial collapse is Argentina. And there was a writer out there named Fairfowl who wrote a book on it, the economic collapse of Argentina. And he was a 19-year-old kid that is going through all this. And so he documented it the Argentinian peso, I think it was a peso, dropped so fast, you know, and then what happened, how, you know, the stores closed and then markets kind of popped up. And the whole evolution of getting back to another currency that was working. It's a fascinating read.
When we come back,
we're
going into a break. Let's talk a little bit more about this when we come back, and I'll tell you what I've seen in prices here in the United States for quality used items.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detox detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. J.C. Cole's with us, and we're talking about currency collapse, and we'll be talking about farming in a little bit.
Wait, I have input.
Go ahead.
I have an input.
Sure.
I wanted people to remember Grapes of Wrath and the long drive, metaphorically, from Oklahoma to California. And that long drive symbolized what was the way the United States felt, what J.C. Cole's talking about. Grapes of Wrath.
Do you want to share with us exactly what you mean?
Well, the idea that you couldn't make it here and you went west in a wagon train seeking a new life. Steinbeck and some of the other writers during that period captured those images so well. As a child, I remember the feeling of why Grace Thorne is my friend. One of the things is she came from Oklahoma. You know, the idea that there was nothing happening there and they had to go somewhere else to be able to survive.
Right. That's what's happening. There's an exodus from California right now and exodus from New York City right now. Just to survive.
All cities, yes, all big cities are now starting to
expensify.
this also happened in Latvia, where when the Soviet Union collapsed, there were 2.4 million people in Latvia, and now it's about 1.9 million. So they've lost about 500,000 that pretty much immigrated to other European countries for the pay scale.
Exactly. Thank you.
A lot into Ireland, England, and some of the other areas, because they can do much better, and then, you know, sends a good amount of money home to the parents.
So I'm looking at the internet right now, and here's something I've been telling our class, that quality items are going up in price dramatically. And let me give you an example. So back in the 70s, I used to be able to buy a brand new battery charger, an automotive 12-volt battery charger, for about $15, literally. That same battery charger today that I could have bought in the 70s is used for sale on eBay for $70, 70. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is if you want Chinese junk, you know, you can still get it, and it's only a little bit more expensive than it was in the good old days. I'm talking about, you know, December. Just a little bit more expensive. But if you want a quality U.S.-manufactured item, an automotive tool, a battery charger made by, you know, a quality company with quality ingredients, it's going to cost between 2 and 4X what it cost before, which is an enormous increase. So what's happening, I see, as a couple of things. One, people have realized that the Chinese products don't last very long, and they'd rather have something that is 50 years old, made in the United States, than something brand new that's made in China in terms of tools. Another example, Harbor Freight Sockets. They have these really neat, idea. Color coding sockets. So you can get, you know, the red one is a different size from the blue one, which is a different size from the silver one, which is a different size from the yellow and the green. What a great way to identify sockets. But if you buy them, you pay extra for that. They're made in China. And then soon the color wears off and they go back to the, you know, the chrome look that they used to be before they colored them. So what I'm saying is that there's a, and then the plating. The plating chips off some of these Asian products, like sockets. Now, who wants a socket that you're going to slice your fingers on with the plating that is coming off? Well, that doesn't happen. It's never happened with an American brand socket. Not in my entire lifetime. I'm talking about SK Wayne, Husky, SK, Craftsman, Proto, Blackhawk. None of those have ever had these problems. So what we're seeing is that people have realized what quality is, and they're willing to pay a lot more for it, which I think is an example of the inflation. And I'd love to hear JC's take when we come back on where we are headed in the United States with all of these little pieces of anecdotal evidence of us going down the drain.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has formally scheduled an October 22nd vote to approve Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the Supreme Court. The move comes after 3 days of hearings where Democrats tried to pin Barrett down on Obamacare, abortion rights, and other issues.
While campaigning in Iowa, President Trump says the former vice president must come clean over new reports that he was connected in his son's business dealings with a Ukrainian businessman.
We've just learned through explosive documents published by a very fine newspaper, the New York Post, that Joe Biden has been blatantly lying about his involvement in his son's corrupt business dealing. And this is a big smoking gun.
First-time jobless claims last week rising to 898,000. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
An administration official says interest could be rekindled in nuclear energy. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox has the details.
The chairwoman of the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission says the resurgence of interest in nuclear power as a clean energy source could be boosted by emphasizing how it would help humanity. Christine Savinsky on Wednesday told an Idaho governor's advisory group that non-traditional nuclear energy backers could be drawn to the idea if it's made clear how nuclear energy could combat global poverty and help advance opportunities for women. Republican Congressman Mike Simpson says the lack of a permanent repository for spent nuclear fuel is holding back the industry. The Nuclear Research Idaho National Laboratory is one of the state's largest employers.
The United States Postal Service agreed on Wednesday to reverse changes that were put in motion to cut losses, but resulted in a temporary slowdown in mail delivery, settling a lawsuit brought by the governor of Montana. The lawsuit argues changes implemented in June harmed access to mail services in Montana, resulting in delayed delivery of medical prescriptions, payments, and job applications. Some of the things reversed include reduced mail hours, removal of collection boxes, and mail sorting machines. More news can be found on Facebook by following at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Take my when you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, richardallenmiller.com. J.C. Cole's with us. J.C., quick question. Where are we headed in the United States? Based on your experience with currency collapses, the stock market, farming, et cetera, putting all that together, where are we headed?
Politely, for a very large paradigm shift that will be painful. I don't like using, you know, words that have emotional trips will like collapse or something. But if we actually look at the currency issues, the Federal Reserve has never been audited, so we don't know how much is out there. And another thing for Americans that we don't really grasp is our currency is also the world reserve currency at this time. So a good part of the world also uses the U.S. dollar. So if that part stops happening, where do all those dollars that the rest of the world have, where do they go? And they come back here and create a hyperinflation. So it looks like the entire Western financial system somehow has to metamorphose or get rebooted. And that's one. The thing that pushed me into farming, I was in real estate development. I really enjoyed it and I did quite well at it, but I came back and I started farming and is that in, our system now, we have basically an economics of scale farming system, and it's controlled by food processing is controlled by 10 mega corporations. We import in 50% of our food, and the other 50% of which we grow is grown 80% of that's grown west of the Mississippi, where you are, and farther west. So it's delivered with a very sophisticated just-in-time delivery system. You know, if I asked, we could ship cows, beef here in 3 days. And what that means for us in New York or the New York region is the food is 2,000 miles away. When in history has that ever been? You know, if you look at the history, at least the history we're allowed to see, never. You know, and if you look at what happened with Napoleon, you know, he used the theory to, you know, capture the enemy's food supply and move very quickly, and he got all the way into Moscow, and the Tsar refused to capitulate and burnt all the food around him, around Moscow, and just let Napoleon experience the winter, and that's how he got defeated in Russia. So we're seeing here, looking though, you know, if New Jersey, being you know the most densely populated state, is about 1,200 people per square mile. To give an idea, last time I checked, it was Montana was 8 people per square mile. So in New Jersey, we are not self-sufficient. If shipping gets cut off, we probably have about 2 weeks of food, I would guess. So we are, our equal, the balance is so out of whack just because of our just-in-time shipping. And so we have that with a financial issue and with a stock market that doesn't make any sense. The stock market is so high that all of the old variables that they would monitor are totally gone. And so we're having a convergence, if we look at it from the physical side, we're having a convergence of different cycles and waves, and they all seem to be hitting at the same time. And now you actually can look up certain information to verify it. One is, let's say, the fourth turning, which is like an 80-year cycle. And another one is the solar cycle, which is an 11-year cycle on top of about a 400-year cycle. Well, it looks like the 400-year cycle is coming into a minimum. And you start to add up all those cycles, and they're all coming at the same time. And if you follow Martin Armstrong's work, he basically says the same thing. All of these cycles are converging almost like the same time of the 1750s when there was the French Revolution and the American Revolution. And then you just do some research and you find the evidence that seems to be true. So it's a question of how do you, you know, do we crash and burn or do we just have a hard landing? And so how do you prepare for that? And of course, Vincent, that's what you've been pushing on for all these years, is one of the ways is to make sure that you have sustainable farming within a certain percentage of sustainable farming around each population center.
I could add up in Vancouver, B.C., which is now the seat for spice trade, not Hamburg. Since recorded history, the country that controlled world trade always controlled the spice trade. Now, what are spices? As a commodity, they are basically called non-storable commodities. They're broken down into storable and non-storable commodities, and agribusiness was always based on storable commodities. Wheat, your different grains, soybean, corn, wheat, other things like that. And then the non-storable ones were the ones that you did not want to create shortages or surpluses because the markets would soar on a given product, like peppermint leaf. You wouldn't want to produce too much peppermint because then there was, it would go to waste. Had to be used up that year. And so individual states created what are called market orders, where they limited the amount of production in that particular state on that particular non-storable commodity. These are what we today call alternative agriculture. And that was basically the role of the small family farm, was to produce their corn and their wheat that they would use for their personal consumption, but then have a series of crops they could barter and negotiate for other things that they needed, leather, whatever. And back then, things were sold in two forms or categories. There was cheapest, best buy. And best buy is per dollar spent. You got more for bang for your buck than if you bought cheapest. And there were always cheapest supplies. That would have been China. And then there was best buy, which was American agriculture. American agriculture was what made America so strong, was that it had a small family farm. And that's why, as a physicist, I went into agriculture. Visionary? I don't know. What I do know is that I am so far more happy sitting up on top of a mountain, wildcrafting. I was on a tour yesterday from Clackamas College. I'm right now on vacation, a six-day period, up in the high desert region of Oregon, known by near Bend, Oregon. And this is, there's a museum up here. It's unbelievable. It's called the High Desert Museum. It's possibly one of the nicest museums in the United States, including the Smithsonian, because this has a small family farm in the 1880s. It shows the blacksmith shop, shows the woodworking shop, it shows the sawmill, it shows the various little things that formed a small given community. And the reason I mentioned the seat of spice trade in Vancouver is because what happened after when Hong Kong closed, the seat of spice trade went to Vancouver, BC, and Vancouver then became seven times larger than Seattle. And what that is basically a bunch of Punjabi from India moved into Vancouver, BC, in the outlying region, supply everything to Vancouver. Vancouver's sovereign. They tried growing ginseng up there, and they had ground rot, and it didn't work well. And you still get that from Tennessee and Kentucky. But your ginseng, your best ginseng. There was one farm I set up in Missouri, was it? Ohio has 1,500 acres of wild ginseng growing in a forest using terraces coming down on the water. And that farm is now setting up Chinese standard for money because ginseng is still used as their primary measuring block, not gold. Now, ginseng has always been an important commodity like gold and steel. And, I don't know, what's the echinaceas, different forms of those kinds of crops. Germany came in the 30s trying to take over the echinacea crop, and they brought the wrong one back to Europe. It's called echinacea purpurea, or purple coneflower. That turns out to now be a rudbeckia. It's not a real true echinacea, because echinacea sides have things that change the flora in your mouth and stop infection. Less than nothing. You can, just chewing on an echinacea root, get rid of coronavirus. Bang. Just like that. And so everybody knows that.
Yeah. Dr. Graham, what you pointed out is that, again, we're getting these economic of scale in certain regions, and that's pretty much all controlled by this incredible shipping system we have. But I have
that's
a
correct.
Microcosm.
You're right.
Yeah, I have a microcosm of that shows the difficulties that we're looking at. When I came back and I listening to some of the good commentators out there, they pointed out that one of the food shortages that you have in a war zone, the fastest one to appear, is animal protein. And so if
right.
you look at animal protein, the easiest and the most complete and the fastest to grow is basically a chicken egg. So I focused on chickens, and I said, okay, so where do I get the chickens? Well, so they come from a niche market hatcheries. One is in Quakertown, Pennsylvania, which is about an hour away. Another one,
Lancaster.
Close
yeah.
to, okay. Yeah. And, another one is a break.
We're going into a break, and we'll come back with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and J.C. Cole. I've got a couple comments about the chicken eggs and the distance to travel to truck food and the population density of New Jersey.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I have a few exclamation points to add to what JC and Rick have been talking about. So, JC, I believe you mentioned that New Jersey has the highest population density in the United States, about 1,200 people per square mile. And to put that in perspective, class, that would mean that 400 people would live on our farm if we were in New Jersey. 400 people would live on our farm. That's unimaginable to me. I wouldn't like it either. So, the next thing I'd like to mention is you talked about the distance of transporting food. And, of course, that's done mostly by truck and 18-wheeler type trucks. And that was done because of cheap fuel. There's a book written by a gentleman by the name of James Howard Kunstler. And the book was called The Long Emergency. And what happened was the price of fuel was so low during the peak output of fuel, I'm talking about oil, that people who used to work in the cities and live in the cities would say, the heck with this. I can get more land in the suburbs and drive to work because it doesn't cost that much for fuel. You know, 9 cents a gallon, 10 cents a gallon, 15 cents a gallon, literally. So they moved, people moved to the suburbs, and then a little farther out, a little farther out. And that, the cheap fuel is why people don't live in cities as they used to. Because they used to work at the factory and live near the factory and either walk to work or take the bus or the train. Okay. Next thing, you mentioned food shortages in a war zone, and the first thing to go is protein. That's absolutely correct. Now, in your neck of the woods, JC, in the Garden State, and believe it or not, class, the Garden State wasn't always paved over. There are really beautiful, beautiful spots in New Jersey. Absolutely magnificent. And the soil is second to none. So in the southern half of the state, there's some absolutely magnificent farms. World-class farms, horse farms. Anyway, There's a county in New Jersey which is one of the largest. It's called Ocean County. Now, I know for a fact that maybe 30 years ago, if you were driving through Ocean County, you would see these white, long buildings, and they're made out of wood. And they're probably pretty dilapidated by now. But during World War II, people who owned land in Ocean County, New Jersey, would raise chickens. And they built these chicken, this was the beginning of factory farming for eggs. Because we needed a lot of eggs, powdered eggs, to send over to our guys in Europe and in the Pacific. So to feed our guys protein, we built chicken farms. And a whole bunch of them are in Ocean County, New Jersey. And you might even still be able to see some. JC, do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. Actually, our farm, which is in Somerset County, just north of Princeton, has a very interesting story related to all of everything we're talking about, but has a foundation on it from a chicken house. It was a mixture of a dairy farm and a chicken farm. And so many of my neighbors that were farms still have the chicken house. They just don't have the chickens. And that one of the largest manufacturers of chicken machinery is in Flemington, New Jersey, where they were chicken raisers, and they realized they'd make more money making the products to support it, the grain feeders, the incubators, and things like that. So, yeah, and what ended up happening is that we started, you know, over the last 50 years, you started competing with economics of scale, where these guys would put up, you know, someplace like there's one in North Carolina that has 5 million birds all under one.
Let me add right now. That's why in Carlisle and Lancaster, the Amish excommunicated the bishop, and he did outreach to May in Kansas City, and they hired May to do a business plan for the Amish using Mozart music to create a low cholesterol egg that is now still being marketed along the eastern seaboard by the Amish. And what really happened was when Osaka decided that they have three feedlots in Osaka that are 60 stories high, where the cattle never see the light of day, trying to produce protein for Japan. And what I did is for that one, by the way, I also said Lancaster went personally, which is the low cholesterol, reduced omega-3. I'll tell you about Osaka after this commercial.
Yeah, going into the top of the hour break, news, commercial announcements. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, J.C. Cole's with us, and you're learning a little bit about
I have a solution on protein.
About. Yeah, there you go. And we'll teach you about farming when we come back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.